We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilcha Shechita, Halacha Dalet. Al pi ha-Toyra dirshu Hashem ve'uzoi, besimen lamed zayin, ayin shom, this halach will be based on Torah lamed zayin, chapter 37 in the first half of Likutei Moran, and Rav Nosson Zal says, look over there, shemedaber shom me'inyin Shechita. Rabbeinu Zal there discusses the topic of Shechita. Ayin shom ba'ois vov, mashem avor shom. Look in paragraph vov, what's explained there. V'zehu hizaru bevridin kerebi. Here it says Rabbi Akiva in the new editions. I believe it's kerebi Yehuda. Ki hadam hu hanefesh shebo begilgul. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that the blood of the animal is actually a soul that's been reincarnated. V'tzorech ha-shoichet l'chavein l'haloi sanefesh shebedam. And the shoichet, when he shechts the animal, has to think, has to be concentrating on elevating the soul that's in that blood. That's one issue Rabbeinu Zal discusses there. Gam ikar chisoran ha-parnoso, Rabbeinu Zal also discusses there that the fact that Klal Yisrael struggles in parnoso is due to shoichtim, improper shoichtim. And Rabbeinu Zal shows the connection there between Parnosa and Shechita. That chapter in Likutei Moran Torah Lamed Zayin is not an easy chapter. It's a little bit deep, but it has many different concepts that Rabbeinu Zal is going to touch on in this halacha. Uklal haTorah, to summarize that chapter in Likutei Moran, Shetzorich Odom Lahachnia HaChomer Legabi Atzura. Rabbeinu Zal there in the beginning of the chapter gives a list of things that are opposites, light and darkness, body and soul, etc. And Rabbeinu Zal says that the mission of a Jew in this world is to subdue the chomer. Chomer is another term used for the body, the physical matter, legapi hatsura, compared to the more spiritual. Lahachnia hachomer vahaguf shu b'chinas behema, b'chinas sichlus, b'chinas choshech, b'chinas misa, b'chinas shikcha, b'chinas chochmas chitzonius. We want to subdue the body, which corresponds to animal, which corresponds to foolishness, sichlus, which corresponds to darkness, death, forgetfulness, chochmas chitzonius, alien wisdoms, or secular wisdoms, ulahagbir ulahalois hanefesh vahatsura. And a Jew has to try to elevate and strengthen the soul, the spiritual, shehi b'chinas chayim, b'chinas zikoroin, b'chinas odom, b'chinas chochma, b'chinas oir, b'chinas chochma satoira, which corresponds to life, memory, human, true wisdom, light, and the wisdom of the Torah. V'ze zoichin al yedei tainus. Rabbeinu Zal explains there that when a Jew fasts, fasting implies taking away from the body. We're taking away the major life source of the body, the food and drink. So we're subduing the body against the neshama, and thereby elevating the neshama, the soul, the spiritual. Shehu b'chinas tzedaka. And we know that fasting is associated with tzedaka. The Gemara makes a famous statement, Agra de Tanesa Tzidkosa, that the main reward on a fast day is for the charity that's given, the charity that's done. Ve'ikuru huat tzedaka shel Eretz Yisrael. Rabbeinu Zal there discusses that there are two types of tzedaka, the tzedaka of Eretz Yisrael and the tzedaka of Chutz Laretz, and the tzedaka of Eretz Yisrael is generally on a higher level. Shehu b'chinas hevel peh she'ein boi chet shel tinoikis shel rabim. We know that the Torah praises the heir of Eretz Yisrael, Avira d'Eretz Yisrael Machkim, that the heir of Eretz Yisrael is holy, and so too when we speak about children studying Torah, the breath of their mouth is referred to as Hevel Peh Shein Boi Chet, a pure breath. She'ikar hamtoka sadin shubchinas choyshech v'shikcho v'sichlus hual yidei hevel piem shein boi chet. The main ability to sweeten the midas hadin, to eliminate din, is through the midas hadin, which is associated with darkness, forgetfulness, foolishness, is through that pure breath of the children, the Jewish children that study Torah, where their breath has no sin in it. V'zeh b'chinas shchita. And Rabbeinu Zal over there says that this concept of elevating the spiritual and subduing the physical is tied into the mitzvah of shchita. Shehu b'chinas his'alus ha'nefesh. That's also a concept of elevating the soul, lahachnia ruach ha'behemius, and subduing the animalistic spirit. B'chinas behema, b'chinas haguf. And we're trying to elevate the soul that's found in this animal now, to elevate it from animal to human, to medaber. Shubchinas Odom, Bchinas Torah. Ayin Shom Kol Ze Heitev. Study this carefully in Torah Lamed Zayin Lekutimran. Va'ayin Shom Basoif Mashmavur Shom Linyan Bnei Am Horetz. And look over there at the end of the chapter where Rabbeinu Zal quotes the famous statement from the Gemara, where the Gemara says, watch out for the children of Amei Ha'oretz, because many times from them will come forth great people. Let's treat them carefully. V'chol ha'Torah shehimegalim hu ha'koil gilui la'hashoichet. And all the Torah that these Bnei Am Horetz reveal is a revelation for the Shoichet, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses over there. Ayin Shom Kol Ze Heitev. Study the Torah and the Kutimran well as an introduction to this halacha. Paragraph Aleph. V'zeh b'chinas chomesh hilchei shchito keneged chomesh b'chinois sheyesh lenefesh. Rabbeinu Zal mentions over there also in the Torah that there are five basic laws of shchito, corresponding to five aspects of the nefesh. This is mentioned in the Gemara Brochas Daf Yud. The Gemara there quotes the chapter in Tehillim, Borchi Nafshi Es Hashem. And the Gemara there mentions five items, Shehem Bechinas Chamisha Damim, which correspond to the five types of blood, Bechinas Chomesh Oisiois Menatzbach, which correspond to the five letters, Mem Nun Tzadik Pei Chof, which come in another form when they're at the end of a word, when they close a word. They're called oisies stumais. They also represent din. Shekol ze tzrichen lesakin al yidei ha-shchita. Through the mitzvah of shchita, we're trying to be mesakin all of these things, the five kinds of blood, the nefesh, all of the... V'alkein heim chomesh hilchei shchita, and this is why there are five basic halachas of shchita, sheheim, drosa, ikur, etc., etc., keneged chomesh bechinois sheyesh lanefesh, corresponding to the five aspects of a nefesh, of the soul, because shchita is supposed to elevate the soul, to bring a tikkun to the nefesh. U'kishenezhorin mechamish advoraman al hamafsidim es hashchita, and when a person is careful regarding those five items that could make a shchita puzzle, which are shehem shchita, drasa, hagrama, ikor, haylochava, halidezeh zoichen lahalois hanefesh shebachai lemedaber. Through that, we're zoichen to elevate that nefesh, that soul that's found in that chai, in that animal, shehiklula mechomesh bechinos kanal. And we said that the nefesh has five aspects to it. Paragraph Beis, v'zeh b'chinas ma she'ashoichei tzorich laharoi sakinoi lechochem, k'may shom razal. This is also why the Gemara tells us in Chulin that the shoichet is required to show his knife to a Talmud Chochem for checking. Ki ikr tikkun ha'shchita shu laharoi sanefesh hu al yidei ha'chochem b'toira daiko. Because the main accomplishment of shchita, the main tikkun of elevating that nefesh, comes about through a chacham in Torah. Ki ha'nefesh dikdusha hu b'chinas chochmas ha'Torah, kemavur shem b'Torah al kama pomim. Because a holy nefesh is associated with the chochma of the Torah. We said that when we described the lineup of things on the right side, on the left side, that on one side you had the soul, and on the same side you had the Torah, light, memory, all of those items line up together. Chochma satoira. Alkein yefsher lesakein hatikin shel shchito kimalide hechochom bechochma satoira. This is why it's impossible to complete the tikkun of shchita without involving a Talmud Chochem, a Talmud Chochem who's knowledgeable in chochma satoira. Ki yefshir lahalos hanefesh kim al yedei chochmas haTorah, because it's impossible to elevate a Jewish soul without the chochma of the Torah. V'alkein tzrichin lekabel saken hashchita me'achocham daiko. This is why the shochet has to receive the knife from a Talmud chacham after he checks it. Kedei sheyekabel koyach mimenu lesaken hatikin shel hashchita, so that by the connection that the shochet has with the Talmud chacham, the shochet receives the power for his shchita to be a success. Shehu lahaloi sanefesh, by elevating the soul. Which cannot be accomplished without the involvement of a chochom in chochmas haTorah. Gam boze shemares sakinoi lechochom, boze hu choylek kovoid lechochom. Also, by the shochet showing his knife to a Talmud Chacham, he's showing respect to the Talmud Chacham, that he's subservient to him. He needs his guidance. He needs his approval. As the Gemara says, Shetzorech laharoi sakinoi lechocham mishum kvoidoi shel chocham. The Gemara describes this as an act of respect for a Talmud Chacham, that the shochtim in the city, they need to know that they're subservient to the Rabbonim and that they have to pay special respect to the Rabbonim. V'ikar he'olas hanefesh v'alidei kovoid digdusha shu shoresh hakoil. And we know that when we talk about elevating a soul, one of the main factors is kovoid, because kovoid is the source of everything. The kisei hakovoid is the source of all the souls. And kovoid is the source of the nefesh, shoresh haTorah v'hanefesh. And kovoid is also the root of the Torah and the soul. Alkein tzorech laharoi sakinoi lechochem. This is why we need to show the knife to the chochem, mishum kvoidoi shel chochem, out of respect for the chochem. Va'oz yesh lahashoichet chelek bekovoid gedusha. And by the shoichet doing this, he's showing an involvement in kovoid gedusha, bebchinas ki mechabdai achabed. And we know the pasuk says, Hashem says, those who respect me, I will respect. The one who gives kovoid receives kovoid. This is what enables the shochet to be mesakin and elevate the nefesh in that behema. Ki ikar aliyas hanefesh walidei hakovod kedusha, because the main aliyah of the soul is through kovod, shehu shoyrish kol hanefoshes kanal, which is the root of all souls. So therefore, there's an act of kovod involved in the shechita process, the act of the shechit showing kovoy to a Talmud Chacham. V'alkein shechitas nochri nevela, afilu eino evid avodas elinim. And this is why the shechita of a goy, of a non-Jew, makes the animal nevela, even if he's not an idol worshipper. Ki tikkun hashechita hu lahalos hanefesh ubchinas Torah, because the tikkun of shechita involves elevating the soul, which is associated with Torah. Al kein ef shalas is tikkun ze el al yedei bar Yisrael sheyesh lo chelek baTorah. Therefore, the only one who can do this is a Jew who has a chelek in the Torah. Aval lo yedei akum, not a non-Jew. V'chein Yisrael mumar, so to a Jew who rejects the Torah completely also cannot shecht. Me'achar sheyotzo kvar menados shchitos nevela, because he took himself out of the Torah, out of observance of the Torah, his shechita is nevela. Ki tikkun hashechita tzorach shi'i al yedei mi sheyesh lo chelek baTorah daiko, shu Yisrael kosher. Because the tikkun of shechita can only be accomplished by a person who is connected to the Torah, which is a religious Jew. Shazah yesh lo koyach lahalos hanefesh shei bechinas Torah. Then, if he's connected to the Torah, he has the ability to be ma'ale a nefesh, which is also nefesh, is also associated with Torah.